after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
If you live it, if you get it how we get it, then you live it how we live it. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J, and your girl.
Nice production. What's up?
What's up?
Another dollar.
Yeah, that thing gets me crunk, man. Not that the other one doesn't, but this one gets me crunk. It's all the rock and roll. That one gets me lit. Until I hear it. Oh, man. It's like a production is about to happen. But anyway, y'all, welcome to the show. Me and they are here for yet another great episode of Life After Dust Live. If you miss it, Monday's show was very good. It was very informative. Lots of high praise for that show. You know, me and they, we clown around on here, but we also have people that come in here and teach you some stuff, too, that's valuable to your life. So, you know, we look out for you, but, you know, we looked out for you, and we got to have some balance. So please believe we're going to be ratchet today. Please believe that. So... let's let you guys know what's coming up on today's show. We have a guest co-host checking in today, Nate.
That's it. She got sick, so she's not able to call in because she's sick. Call.
Aww.
I hope she feels better.
All right. So,
you know.
Well, that leads to the other thing for today's show. Y'all do know every Wednesday we do bring you the Crickets of the Week, and we bring you Seduction 101. Look forward to that until later in the show. But before that, we have an interview off of Mala here in my of a city, Metro, of Dallas-Fort Worth. And that is Miss Sierra M. She'll be checking in. We'll be chopping it up with her about modeling, and it's also about her being involved in boxing. You'll find out what that's all about. Like, so she's modeling and boxing? Oh, this is going to be interesting. Very interesting.
Right.
And then, as promised, there will be story time. There will be story time. I don't know if my boy P-Buck will be calling and sharing some story time, but I will be sharing some story time myself. I'll go into most of the details of how crazy the weekend was. So definitely buckle your seatbelts. I am excited. So yesterday, guys, I got wire hit. Y'all know what that wire is. I'm talking about that wire from my good friends, the IRS, or the Department of Treasury, is actually who sends that to you. Shout out to the Department of Treasury for being on time. My brother put his stuff in last Monday, got his stuff back today. Yesterday. I love it. It's, you know, I ain't got to wait. Everybody complaining. When I'm getting my money. They complaining. Thank you, God. God's grace. He allowed me to get it very, very soon. It is what it is. Shout out to that. I also brought some stuff I needed, man. I brought some backdrops. I brought some lights. I brought another lens to my camera. I'm not, because you know, you also, you know, I like my 18-55 through 55 lens, but I need me a good solid 50 millimeter lens. So definitely cop that. So yeah, big ups to that. And then there's a chance I might be getting some more money because I did not include my interest for paying my college loans. Oh my, can we get a hint of that? More money. I love it. Nay, what's going on with you?
Well, yesterday was a long day of getting my hair done. Like I told y'all last week, I had an appointment at 6:45 in the morning. I didn't get done till 7 o'clock in the evening.
Wow.
So it was a long day of getting my hair done, which it came out nice, so I'm glad about that, and I got my toes done. I'm getting prepared for this shoot tomorrow, so stay tuned for that, and go be dope.
Now, is this the shoot?
The shoot, the mock shoot. Yes.
The one you've been telling us about all this time.
Yes,
oh, man,
down.
You know what I'm saying? It's like a holiday. You've been talking about it over and over. You know you got to come hard because you guys all excited.
Oh,
you
yes.
You had us anticipated for like some months now.
Yes, it's going down.
Yeah, it's going down. Oh, yes, by the way, today is the first. It's the first of the month. It's March. Y'all know what March is. March is our anniversary. Yeah. Shout out to that. I'm excited because, man. Another year, man. Come March 24th, officially, it will be a year. It'll be another year celebrated here on the show that we have, you know, we've been doing the show for eight. Come that time, the show will be 8 years old. So this is the show that started all before there were any other shows on Dust Spot Radio Network. There was Life at the Dust Live. It is the papa, the mama, whatever you want to call it. What kind of laid the foreground for what's going on for the other shows. We never, allow... You know, the ride to one to the other one. So, thank you, guys. For 8 years, man. So many people, you know, every time they see me, you still doing the radio show? I'm still doing the radio show. And that's the thing, some people, they're in disbelief because they're not used to, you know, they can't believe that you can stick with something for so long, so.
Mm-hmm. It's all about how you make out what you make out of it, you know.
Exactly.
If your dream and you have a passion for it, you know, you're going to be successful with, you know, going to have a successful outcome.
No, definitely. Well, that being said, we'll go ahead and go into a quick music break. And we come back. We have a very special guest that will be interviewing. Stay tuned alert. All right, that being said, man, we're gonna take it back. And this throwback is actually by a guest we had on the show. last year. Shout out to him. That was a very fun interview. It was just cool. Like, sometimes people don't realize, get some of the really big guests, I just, like, pull them out the sky. Like, I literally was listening to his song on radio, and I was like, man, I want him on the show. Bam. I reached out for him, and he came on the show. That's how it works around here sometimes, even. That being said, we're going to drop that Positive K. It's a throwback. Positive K. I got a man. What's your man got to do with me? I'm not trying to hear that, see? Yeah, so. All right, I'm going to stop being petty. But, hold on. It blog talk. Wait a minute. Give me a second. In the meantime, while I play that, I'll play another one for now. We'll play that in the next music break. All right, we're going to play DJ Cho's Everywhere I Go, and then we'll play the second music break.
Where you from? It's who you are.
Think it's a game.
So no matter where you go, you gotta represent your hood.
Here I go, I'm around my shit. Here I go, I'm around my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test my shit. Here I go, I'm around my shit.
I get a lot of love, but I get a lot of hate. Real niggas don't like it when they see you getting cake. Real, they love it when they see that nigga on. I'm saying they be hating, trying to tap a phone. I'm my tune, trapping, they ain't moving no snow. They ain't paid up front, I ain't doing that show. I told that nigga, man, I got a brick for an eight. I told that nigga, wait, it depends which state. My pops in Ohio, he said way cheaper down here. But we don't trust none of these people down here. And everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Real nigga, yeah, don't test my shit.
Everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test my shit. Everywhere I go, I ain't no bad guy, no.
Nobody, nobody. One to
you. I ain't no bad guy, no.
Luciano, Busy Luciano, I'm the man. I done got jumped, but I ain't never ran. Kick into the money, know the jacket's coming for me. Keep it on me, try me, I'ma pop him like a Zan. I don't f*** the lanes or haters, fame. Keep it player with DB, what gang? He don't want these problems, make me come out of retirement. Grip my I'm just a product of my environment. Flow gon' rap, that's why I like, got the balls. Everybody throw they double up at my toes. MC BZ, I bust a hater head behind my bro. DJ Cho, let him know. Showing now, I'm at him.
Get your drugs. Here I go, I'ma rap my shit. Here I go, I'ma rap my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test my shit. Here I go, I'ma rap my shit.
Hey, everywhere I go, I'ma rip my shit. Everywhere I go, I'ma rip my shit. Hey, everywhere I go, rip my shit. Hey! Alright, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. By the way, he was on the show before, too, DJ Cho's. Great interview. The dude's making moves all the way down in Houston. And then now he's on, got national buzz, so big ups to DJ Cho's for making a move. And yeah, that's something to be jamming. The video, like the song was jamming already, didn't even need the video. The video just made the song that much better. So Shout out to that song. It gets me lit. And make you over here, make you think you gangster over here throwing up your city over here, be hey, you know. So Nate, don't judge me. Don't judge me, Nate.
Hey.
Well, all right, so we got a very special guest. I'll bring her to the air. Very, very beautiful, talented young lady. She's making some moves, man. I see this woman constantly working. If it's not a photo shoot, she's trying to do some acting. She's trying to do promotional work. She's she's being a brand ambassador. And now she is stepping into the boxing ring. So, wow, she's crazy. I think that's a sign of crazy. But anyways, I want to welcome to the show my girl, Sierra M, in the building. What's up?
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Me and my co-host doing pretty good. Can't complain.
Awesome, guys.
Well, it's a pleasure having you. You know, I watch you work. You know, you're always in my timeline working. And even though you already have so many opportunities already, you're always staying hungry and looking to work with the next person that's just as serious as you are. So, salute to you, man. Like, I don't think it's like, did you ever sit still? That's a lot of it.
Well, thank you. I try not to. I try to keep pushing and keep getting better at what I do. So thank you for noticing.
You're welcome. That's, you know, so a lot of guys, you know, they notice on y'all page, they know, they just notice y'all bodies, but they don't notice that, hey, the grind really is not just about y'all taking a picture, the grind that goes behind it, and people don't appreciate that. Like, they only knew what y'all gotta do. Like Nate said, she took hours upon hours getting her hair done and everything else yesterday. They don't understand what models have to go through just to get ready for one shoot.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It takes a lot of effort on everybody's part to really make
it. It takes a lot of time.
It definitely does.
So first off, I want to know, what made you get into modeling in the first place?
I've heard people say it like my whole life. I'm growing up just because I have a twin, and people say, oh, there's two of you guys should do something. I'm moving to Texas. I just decided to try, and it's really been working out for me.
Wait. There's two of you?
Yes, there's two of me. She doesn't model. She's more on the technology side, but I do have a twin. So if you guys see me and I don't say hi, it's because it's her.
Okay. Now that makes sense. Now, have you ever pulled some pranks on people? Because y'all are identical, have you ever tried to pull a prank on people pretending one is the other?
Not since we've been older. You did as kids. I did have my boss think that I had two jobs. She's like, you're supposed to be working today, but it was my sister. So that was real interesting. That's about it.
Man, yeah. I always say, man, if it was only another one of me, what would I do? But that really doesn't count because that's a completely different human being, not necessarily a clone.
Oh, yeah, completely different. We're opposites. Complete opposites. But I love her. Hey, Essence.
Oh, hold on. We're going to give you one of these.
Aww.
Yes.
All right, so continue on to getting to modeling. So you said, you know, people were trying to get you to work together because they want to, because you have a twin. It is great because I'm telling you, I think like that's on a lot of people's list because it's such a rarity. So a lot of people are like, man, I want to shoot some twins. I still want to wink, wink, catch them adrift. So.
I got you. We'll set something else back up.
Right. You see, we can do something cool involved technology with it too. I think outside the box and things like that.
Okay.
But anyways, besides me trying to put my pitch in. okay, so of course people were trying to get you to model, and then you decide to actually do it, what made you stay with it? Because, yeah, some people, you know, they look at this and they're like, oh, it looks fun to do, and they see the picture side of it, but they don't, again, they don't realize the hard work, and the hard work is what usually discourages people from really continuing. You know, what made you want to stay in it?
I really prefer runways. With my first runway show, I just kind of winged it going to the casting call. And after the first show, everything coming together, it was, you know, a really nice time. I just decided, like, this is something I would do for free. Like, people always say, if you would do it for free, don't necessarily do that. But, you know, you kind of know you found your passion. I was just like, I want to do this all the time. How can I make money doing this? How can I, you know, switch my world around fashion? It really helped me see that something I wanted to do was runway, and taking pictures just kind of fell into that, building my portfolio.
Doing runway, how tall are you, by the way?
I'm 5'10", so I'm pretty tall.
Okay. I started working a lot of tall people lately. Like, I work a lot of shorter people, and now I work a lot of tall people. Like, this is crazy. Like, I'm not even planning this at all. It just keeps happening that way. Just work with someone that was, like, right before the show, I just shot somebody. They were 5'11".
Okay.
So, yeah, a lot of tall people lately. And last week it was a person that was the week before, 5'10". So, yeah, a lot of tall people.
Yay for the tall people.
Hey, you know, my co-host, let me get it straight. My co-host is short. Don't get it twisted.
Oh.
I'm not hating on the short one. I love it because my co-host be doing it. She might not be tall, but she be doing it.
Okay. I have friends like that, too.
For me to be 4'9", I still be working it.
That's
what's up. Yes. on the chicken, my chicken McNugget.
Shut up.
Call her that.
But, no, so, like, as far as the shoots you've done so far, what would you say is your favorite one that you've done?
I have a lot of favorites. My most recent one with Richard Martinez, really excited about those pictures. So it just kind of like every shoot I do, I try to make it better than the last one. And even when I get with some of my same photographers, we just try to make it better than the last one. So usually my most recent one is going to be my favorite until I get to that next one, you know?
Oh, okay. That was a good politically correct answer. But at least you picked one.
I love
you
all
did
my
pick
one. Because that's so
you're
centered. I like them all.
So, yes, yeah, so technically we got you because you got your name one. All right.
Yeah.
Before I throw the mic over to Nay, because I know she likes to run her mouth, this is me. Bikini Boxing Association. Explain to me what intrigued you to want to get involved in this opportunity.
It's something new. James reached out to me. He's over at the Bikini Boxing Association. It was like, is this something you want to do? And I don't know. I just said yes. I've never done anything like this before, so it seemed like a cool opportunity. And meeting all the girls was fun. Everybody's got different personalities, so I really think it's going to be a fun night. I'm actually, like, really excited.
Yeah, it's very organized. It's, like, spanning over multiple cities and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. The photo shoots are great, very professional. I've had nothing but a great experience so far, so we'll just see how everything goes on fight night, but I really think it's going to be a good time.
My question is this. Do you have hands?
Honestly, I don't know. I've never fought anybody before, so.
That's a good technique.
We'll see
you don't. There you go. Make him think you don't. That's a good technique. I like what you're doing there.
That was all super secret.
The question is, are you going to win? That's what I want to know.
Of course, absolutely, by any means necessary.
That's what we want to hear. We want you to take ownership. Don't back away from it. Be like Remy Ma. Remy Ma, don't back away. She's going to go for it. She's coming straight for it.
Yes, absolutely.
So, yes. Okay. Shout out to that. I like that. You saw how she did that, Nate? You know how we love people that talk trash around here. She didn't hesitate. She said she going to win. She said, of course.
Right, right.
No hesitation. Just gave us the answer. Of course. Okay, Nate. I'm going to throw it over to you.
Okay. Well, what is some of your biggest obstacles when it comes to modeling?
My facial expression is probably my biggest thing. I think a lot, and it really comes across. So just kind of not thinking is hard for me. Something I've been working on. Everything else I can pretty much learn, you know.
Okay, so nobody ever tried you in the industry? Like, you know, have some photographers do or some people be, like, they try models to see how far they can go modeling.
I mean, yeah, I've had a lot of people helping me out. Brave P Photo on Instagram, he really started my modeling career. Fella Raymond shot with him early on, and he really helped me with some of my different pictures. So there's been quite a few people who've helped me up until this.
Oh, time. No. I think she was asking, like, in a negative way.
Oh, okay. In a negative.
Because you know how. Some people be like, you know, I've been tried in this entertainment industry when it comes to certain things. Like, you know, I've been asked to be a porn star and et cetera. So I'm asking, like, has, like, any weird things ever happened to you since you've been modeling?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm professional, but once you start to cross that line, I have no problem saying no. So, you know, I've been out with people and they've just been like, okay, take your clothes off. And I'm like, whoa, like, you know, that's not something I want to do. So I've definitely had that happen before. I usually just say no. I ask people before I go, you know, is this really a legitimate opportunity? I'm asking all those right questions. I'll really annoy people with my questions. If I have them, I'm going to ask.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to waste your time or mine. I don't want to get any place and you have something going on. Because I had definitely been through that in the beginning. But now I just learn to ask every question possible.
Yeah, it's good to be safe, you know, at all times.
Definitely.
Sometimes some models, they find, like, they think I ask too many questions or try to be too detailed. Because I like you said, I want to make sure the model knows. So when we're there, it's less thinking, more reaction.
Uh-huh, more working. Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to think about, like, it's not, oh, what are we going to do now? Like, everything that we say we're going to do, we're going to do at that shoot. Not going to match you all of a sudden. And I let the model choose the outfits. I don't go in there and say, let me choose your outfit. Now, if you got an outfit, and I tell you accessories to add, I'll tell you stuff like that, or you should maybe wear this, like colors and stuff, but I don't go tell the models what they should wear unless they explicitly ask me and they say, okay, for this theme, what do you think it will work best for this? And I'll say that, but yeah. I've never came out and told a chick, yeah, all right, now you got to get naked, you know. It took me a while to do implied. I was like, I didn't want everybody, because people put you in that bubble, just like how models got to deal with. Like, once you do implied as a photographer, then people think that's all you do. And I'm like, have you not looked at my pictures? I think, honestly, most of what I do is fashion, so. But it's whatever.
So, what kind of model are you? Like, what do you do a certain kind of modeling? Are you open to all different types of modeling? Like, what's your preference?
Yeah, I'm definitely open to everything. I prefer runway. As far as pictures, do fashion, glamour, everything. I like implied. I even like, you know, nude done tastefully. And that's really only with a photographer that I've, you know, shot with, and I know it's going to be right. Don't just want any type of picture. But I'm really open to anything new, anything that's going to make a nice image or a nice show. I really enjoy Runway. That's my favorite.
Okay. That's pretty cool. That's cool. So how does your family feel? Like, do you get support from your family? Are they for it? Are they against it?
I mean, they're for it. It's just my sister and my dad. And my dad really, if he sees, you know, a nice image on Facebook, he might like it. But he really doesn't keep out too much for it because I do different things, and I'm pretty sure he's like, just do what you do, whatever makes you happy. My sister, I pretty much can ask her, you know, do you like this image, and she'll help me out. But everybody's pretty neutral. It's not too much one way or the other.
Okay, that's good that you, you know, you got that support. That's good. Not too many people have support, you know, when it comes to their dreams and modeling and things of that nature. So that's absolutely amazing that you have that support.
It definitely is.
So where do you see yourself 5 years from now when it comes to your modeling career?
5 years from now, I really would like to be established for a brand, a face of a brand of clothes or jeans of some sort, just, you know, an easily recognizable household name, like Naomi or Tyra.
Okay, that's good, that's good. So do you have, like, just in case modeling doesn't work out, like, do you have a backup plan?
Yes, I have lots of backup plans. Right now, what I'm actually doing is refurbishing furniture. It's something I decided I wanted to do, and my friend has been helping me with my pieces. I actually have a different website that will be coming out once I have a few more pieces that I've done.
Okay, that's real good. That's, you know, people buy furniture all the time.
It's really exciting. I started at the beginning of this year, and I've just been buying little pieces and changing everything around, so I'm really excited.
Yeah, that's pretty, pretty cool.
Thank you.
I got to dig in your business because that's what we do best on here. I got to dig in your
yes,
personal business.
Yes, we do.
You thinking you was going to get out of
why
here? No. We weren't going to let you get away without some digging in your business.
Okay.
All right, so for the people that want to know out there, what is your current dating situation?
I'm single. I'm just yeah.
don't tell her. Don't give these. There's some guys out there that's trying to check for you. You better be careful. Tell me you single.
Where are they?
Where are they? Oh, what is going on? Where is my aww?
That's funny.
Are you serious? What is wrong with my city? Oh my god, that's sad. That is really sad. Y'all, Dallas Fort Worth, we gotta step it together. I've been seeing, y'all been telling this woman that said, where are they? Hey, I've been seeing some of these ratchets y'all be dating. Y'all know what I gotta say.
That. That's okay.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, that's really, I just really don't have time for that. Wow, that's crazy. So, okay, so we're gonna help you out. That's what we're doing. We're gonna help you out. What are some of the qualities you look for in a potential mate? Or even, we won't even jump as far as that because I'm a person, me personally too, I like to take it slow and not just jump into the being the mate part. What's, as far as a person that wants to go on a date with you, what's some of the qualities you look for?
I like to have fun. I like to laugh. So you have to be all right with me laughing at everything. I don't know. Everything is funny to me. Being an adventurous person, we could try something new. And the food, I really eat at all times, so that's necessary. You have to like food.
since you laugh at all times, did you laugh at Nicki Minaj, the Nicki Minaj Remy Ma on Fiasco?
I didn't laugh, but I really like Remy Ma. I think she really came with it. Nicki Minaj is definitely making her money too, so I think they're both kind of winning in different ways, but I really think Kareem Mom won that diss.
Hey, I like that. See, they won't feel bad because you said it's so sweet and innocent. There's no way they should feel bad. No way.
I try.
Okay. If you could pick a man, if you could pick a shoe from top to bottom, that's the scenery, the outfits, or no outfits, or whatever. What would it be from top to bottom?
Like,
if you
day?
Had a dream shoot.
Oh, a dream shoot. The scenery has to be amazing, amazing. I would probably be in a mountain somewhere with a really nice. I really want to do a really nice, classy dress shoot somewhere. So maybe just like me in the middle of a mountain somewhere would be really awesome. Just some really dope scenery.
Okay, on the mountains in a very vintage dress, classic dress.
Yeah, like a ball gown type thing. That would be nice.
Okay. All right. We're helping some people. Y'all make it happen. Make it happen. Yes. I mean, you could always climb. Let's see. What's a bootleg in Dallas-Fort Worth? There's a few bootlegged mountains.
You want me to have bootleg mountains in my picture?
Yeah. I mean, people do that all the time. They do bootleg stuff. Sometimes a bootleg scenery works. If you got everything else like on top notch on point, sometimes if it's a grungy scenery, it actually adds character to the picture.
No, dude. I will definitely take that into consideration. Now he said bootleg mountains. You're fine.
Dallas Forum got plenty of bootleg mountains. Such and such mountain. You can climb that mountain in 2 minutes. I don't count as a mountain.
You are fired.
Eagle Mountain, that's one of them. That ain't a real mountain. Oh, well, I know what's wrong.
Well,
I know
they
you
want
can do
the
that. You know, yeah. You know Sierra right off of 20. When you're coming around that bend, it's right by the National Cemetery. If you like, when you go into Duncanville, there you bam, mountain. I just gave you one. What's wrong with that one? What's wrong with that mountain?
A lot. Yeah, it's not a mountain. It's not a mountain, but that's okay. That's okay.
Oh man.
She don't want no blue egg mountain.
Right. Why are you trying to get me the bootleg map?
I'm telling you, watch, because ain't nobody done a shoot there. You're going to be one of the first ones. Watch it. Everybody going to start doing it.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yes. All right. I'll let everybody know how they can follow you, or as we call the show, stalk you.
Oh, okay. Well, if you want to stalk me. My Instagram is Sierra M, CIERAM _. And I also have a website, www.sierram.com. Sierra with an E, not an A.
Which I rock if my sister's name is starting for A.
That's awesome. I love Sierras with A's, but I'm a Sierra with an E, and it definitely matters.
And hold on. You got to make sure you say this, too, and only one R. Because they real
right.
quick to throw an extra R in there.
C-I-E-R-A. That's me.
Just like I hate, people always want like my real name. People always want to throw a K at the end. That pisses me off. I'm like, stop throwing the K. Stop it.
Right. It's very simple. People try to complicate it. I definitely understand.
Yes. All right. Well, we thank you for coming through. It was definitely fun and enjoyable. By the way, I cannot wait. Next Saturday is the match. And shout out to Major Key. Shout out to, thank you for the passes to be able to come watch you.
I got you.
I need to get some handcuffs for that. that major plug. But yeah, I'm just excited. I've been intrigued by that, and then you came and told me, "Hey, here's some passes." Awesome.
Awesome. Well, I'll see you next week. Thanks so much for having me, guys.
No problem.
It was nice having you, and I wish you all the success in your modeling career, and I hope that you prosper and go far.
Thank you. Likewise.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's see if you win. Let's see it happen.
Yeah, definitely. Goodbye.
All right. Let's give an end to that. Another great interview. And in the bucket, I missed the bucket. I missed the bucket. Yeah, so another great interview in the bucket. Nay, I know you got Seduction 101 ready for people when we come back.
Hey, yes, I do. It's going to be interesting.
And then, of course, y'all know I got Crickets of the Week. I got two crickets this week, two. And you should know one of them is because I put one of them on the timer. So you should already know who that is. That's what we radio call a professional tease, people. Professional tease. All right. On this music break, we're going to go ahead and drop that. Okay, they gave me some Act Right this time. Yes, they did. We're going to drop that Positive K. I got it, man. Shout out to that. We'll be back after this.
Your man's Pee Wee Herman.
I got a question to ask you, truth. Are you a chef? Cause you keep feeding me soup.
You know what they say about those who sweat themselves. You might find yourself by yourself. I'm not waiting because I'm no waiter. So when I blow up, don't try to kick it to me later.
All them girls must got you gas.
And when they see a good thing, they don't let it pass.
Well, that's okay. You see, if that's their plan. Cause for me, I already got a man.
What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that, see?
I got a man.
What your man together.
Now you talking? Whatever.
We can't have nothing.
It all depends.
Well, if we can't be lovers, then we can't be friends.
Well, then I guess it's nothing.
Well, hey, I think you're bluffing.
Well, I'ma call my man.
Well, I can get a ragamuffin. You better catch a flashback. Remember, I'm not crabbing it. You know my style, but I'm not having it.
All I remember is, excuse me, miss, you can't get a girl like me with a line like this.
Well, look, I treat you good.
My man treats me better.
I talk sweet on the phone.
My man writes love letters.
I'll tell you that I want you and tell you that I care.
My man says the same.
Well, I'm clean cutting down, bro. That's what I'm about.
My man bought me things and he takes me out.
Well, you can keep your man, cause I don't go that route.
Lord, you know you offer respect me.
There's a lot of girls out there who won't say no.
You offer mommy with your DJ money.
Boom, data, my pocket's getting fatter. I wanna turn you on and excite you. Let me know the spot on your body and I'll bite you. So when your man don't treat you like it used to, I kick in like a turbo booster. You won't love and you don't. Your man's a headache, I'll be your aspirin. All confusion, you know, I'll solve them.
I got a man.
You got a what? How long you had that problem? What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hit up, see?
I got a man.
Hey, hey, Nay. What's me and God do with me?
You're funny.
Just telling you, what's your man got to do with me? I'm not trying to hear that, see? Okay. All right, that was Positive K. That was I Got a Man. 90s classic. So, y'all know what time it is. About that time. Nay, what time is it?
Section 101 time.
And?
So, tonight's topic is, what's the weirdest places you had sex at? Like, that's tonight's topic.
Oh, my.
And I had a few weird places I had sex.
Okay, we're listening.
Okay. The top weirdest place I had sex was in the bathroom at church.
What? Wait, what?
No. I know it's bad. It's bad, though, for real. I hope, you know, God forgave me for that. But, yeah.
Okay.
That was the weirdest, like, that was the top weirdest. But, like, it wasn't supposed to happen. Like, she was just kissing on my neck and, you know, and we was kissing and...
How'd you end up in the church bathroom? Let's get to that. Y'all couldn't wait till I got somewhere else out of there.
I don't understand how we ended. I don't know. Like,
you just magically end up there.
We just ended up in the bathroom. I guess she was on one. She was like, let's go to the bathroom. We went to the bathroom. I thought she had to use the bathroom. You know, I thought she had to pee. And we ended up doing some nasty stuff in the bathroom.
Wow. We're all happy in that bathroom. It was clean. Let's make sure the bathroom was clean.
Yeah, the bathroom was clean. It was the church bathroom, so you know it was clean.
That makes it even more of a chance of not being clean. Cause especially if Sister Agatha Gotta take a big one.
It was clean. Like, it wasn't too bad. Like, she didn't have a deal, though. She was just really, like, fingering me in the bathroom. Like,
the stall?
Yeah, the bathroom stall.
Was the bathroom door locked?
Yes, of course. It was, of course.
I mean, I know the stall could be unlocked. But I mean, it was the bathroom door locked.
Yeah. No, the stall was locked, though, but not the...
Whoa. did anybody come in while this happened?
Nah. It was, we did it during service while the pastor was preaching.
Wow. While the pastor was preaching. While the pastor was preaching. Doing the devil's work.
I know, that is so bad. That is so bad. Then it was with a female on top of that, so.
Condemn him.
The other weirdest place I had sex was in front of my apartment complex, like in the front seat. And the fire department was like right next door, so the fire, like, anybody could have seen us, but that'd be the best sex, like, when you, they get caught, like, we not supposed to be doing this type of sex. That'd be the best sex.
Okay. I actually devote, I'm this topic came up, because yesterday, I talked about a little bit of this yesterday in the show, on the After Hours of Tea, every Tuesday, check them out. Yeah, I don't know which one's crazier. I have a lot of crazy ones. Let's see.
Yeah, what's some of yours?
Crazy, some of the craziest ones. I had to say in the middle of the street.
Middle of the street.
In the middle of the street, you heard me.
In the car? No, like just
no. In the middle of the street.
Oh wow! Oh wow! Was people outside? Did people see y'all? Like
it was dark outside. People probably someone probably drove by and she was trying to trying to her move and I made sure I hit a spot real good and make sure she kept focused on that instead of focusing on the cars.
Oh, well. That's funny.
But it wasn't busy, if that means anything.
But that's still
she was
crazy.
Getting,
like...
And she was getting mad because I kept, like, I don't know. I was on one that day. Like, I came with, like, Superman mode, like, not today. I ain't going for a long time. She was getting mad and she kept coming. She was like, oh my God. You still going? I know. I did a great job. Don't let this innocent look for you, people. Another one. Man, the jacuzzi.
That's
did a jacuzzi. Man, now this is what happened. It wasn't back before the jacuzzi, it was a swimming pool. We was chilling in the jacuzzi, like, cause you got it, cause this stuff was locked, and you have like they lock at a certain time to under your student apartments, or to get in there you gotta kind of hop over the fence. Did that? We were the only ones out there, cause I was at the time I was DJing, and she was like, I really want to go swimming. I'm like, late at night, you want to go swimming? Oh, she want to get me alone, and she want to be half naked. That's what that is. So I took this. Hide the fence, chilling in the jacuzzi, talking or at least trying to talk. She was in the swimming pool. She was swimming around, and I put against the on the side of the swimming pool wall, slid behind her, and gave her a little sample. And she was like, "We need to go out to the room because I can't do everything I need to do." Yeah, shout out to that.
Oh, wow. Another weird place I had sex at was at my mom's house on the couch in the living room.
Wow.
And her door was open. Like, I was trying not to be, I don't know if she heard me. She probably did. Yeah, it was just one of those nights. Me and Brittany had.
Another one for me. Oh, I'm going to top you on this one. On the living room floor at somebody else's apartment that was not a friend of mine, this happened to be some chick's house. We was me and some of my friends was hanging out at after this party. And there's one chick I had been like spitting at her all night, and she was like ready, and so we were playing. What was it? Blackjack. The whole entire time doing blackjack, we was hiding over there with the jackets, and I'm over there, you know, doing a little DJing, if you get what I mean, doing a scratching. You use your imagination with DJing is Nate. So she was getting riled up, and she was like, oh, I can't do something you so bad. I was like, I know, that's the point. And so my hallways are distracting some of the friends, keeping them busy. And this one of the friends like fell asleep on the floor, and we went over to a little area. It was a friend that fell asleep was like right behind me. So I got the jacket draped over me, this chick, and I'm hitting it while her friend is asleep behind me. And if I would have thrust a little bit too much, she would have felt bare ass on her. Do it from my bare ass. Because I was like, man, you got to do
this. You were just well. You were just too well.
Yeah, so, yeah, it was worth it because that led to many more excursions. Every time it's always so. It was always so. Every time it was always so crazy with her. One time, it was like she was for the weekend. She was hanging out at her brother's apartment because she was in school. She was in school, high school, not school, college as well. And so, yeah, she like on the weekend she stayed at her brother's apartment in the room, and she was trying to she wanted me to come over, but she's like, you gotta be quiet, my brother in the room, and he don't know that I had company over here. So I'm like, playing this game, like, you gonna scream? I'm like, nah, you gonna let him know I'm here. And I'm like, trying to hit. I'm keep hitting it so hard to she scream loud. She just fought it and put her head in the pillow, and she was not gonna get caught. So that was hilarious. That made it much more fun because you're like, nah, you gonna know I'm here. You gonna know I'm here.
Oh wow.
So yeah, shout out to that. Yeah, that was so yeah, that's with that. When they get seduction 101.
I know, right?
Yeah, I know. See, they learn more and more that I'm not as innocent as I look. Cause a lot of people think I'm this, like I'm the next coming of Jesus, just because I don't do it. That's because, you know, I'm moderate in how I do stuff. Don't mean I don't got a wild side to me too, within reason.
Yeah. You just in a closet freak.
I ain't in a closet. Just, you know, if you inquire, you'll find out. This is how it is. Okay, so y'all know what that means. We go on to our other segment. It is. So let me extend the show another 30 minutes just to keep ourselves safe. Even if we don't do the whole extra 30, I just want to make sure we say so. Listen live, we don't get cut off. All right, so next segment is Crickets of the Week. Who's going to get these crickets? I want to start with, I'll say the best to last, so I'm going to start with this one. The freaking Oscars, man. The 89th Academy Awards. Yes, you heard me. 89th Academy Awards. Y'all get one of these goddamn crickets. You mean to tell me y'all got one award left and ain't nobody kept this mess organized to where you should only have one envelope? And it should be the one for Best Picture. So, this weekend, this past Sunday, at the 89th Academy Awards, they got my boy, Mr. Bulwark himself. I'm also one half of Bonnie and Clyde, from the Bonnie and Clyde movie. They decide that they're going to have him do the awards. Is cool because they were celebrating the 50th anniversary of Bonnie and Clyde. And so all of a sudden, they get the envelope and he's reading it and it's wrong. And so people think that La La Land was the freaking best picture. They come out, they're doing the acceptance speech. All of a sudden, they find out, oh, it's not. It was Moonlight. Moonlight won the freaking Best Picture Award. Oh, my God. Pandemonium, people. What the hell is wrong with these? Good God. Every time my black folks stuff ain't together, what the hell is wrong? Give me some goddamn crickets for that. Give me some crickets. Every time I'm black, thank you. I always trying to talk about black people stuff ain't together. I still be ghetto or half done. That's two big award shows.
Organized.
Two big award shows. It was ghetto and it was half ass done. Silly basic shit wasn't done. Grammys. That was half ass done. The sound was wacky. Yeah, people's mics kept cutting off and shit. Just unnecessary pettiness. People getting cut off unnecessarily on their speeches. It was ridiculous. And then you get this fiasco with the Grammys. I mean, with the Oscars. Hey, that's two award shows. White folks have messed the hell up. One thing I can say, people be hating on BET, but one thing you can say about BET, no matter how ratchet some of the people be doing some of these performances, BET going to have their shit in order and the fucking sound going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So, the first cricket goes to the Oscars. The second cricket, oh my God, y'all, it is now. Nate, can you sit back a moment and tell me? It is 96 hours. 96 hours ago, a diss record was put out. And we still ain't got a response.
She did reply. Somebody posted.
Oh, no, it was an old song. It was a song she put out before the Remy Ma diss.
It was released today. The one that I'm talking about was released today. Like the cover that Nicki Minaj holding Remy Ma head. So she just came back today. I've seen somebody post a picture on Instagram.
Because I haven't heard it, and I've been listening to it all day.
So.
I have not seen anything that says that there's a track. I'm doing my best. I'm checking in. Hey, I'm doing, y'all, this is what I'm doing right now, live on the show. I'm doing my reconnaissance. I look to my left. I look to my right. I look to my left. I look to my right. I look to my left. I look to my right. I don't see no goddamn diss track. They people be out here lying, bro. Nate, they be putting out shit out here that look believable. Ain't no fucking diss track out by Nicki Minaj. That's 96 hours in counting. Woman, you, as a matter of fact, you have surpassed 100 plus hours since that diss track has been put out on you.
She knows she can't come back from it. Like, Remy Ma, she went in. Like, she kept facts after facts after facts. Like, you couldn't fuck Meek Mill for 3 months because your ass dropped. Like, your brother a pedophile, which that's true. Like, you fuck Drake, you fuck Lil Wayne, like, you fucked your way to the top. Like, Remy wasn't lying. Her money touched 5 people before it get to her. Like, she definitely went in on her, for real.
But you know what's crazy? The crickets don't go to Nicki Minaj. I know, I just put a spin on y'all. The crickets go to the people who are doing this shit. One more person told me she ain't got to do a diss record. That's beneath her. She been going in on people for a hot minute, some of this music. And
but when somebody come for her, she don't want to respond.
Yeah, especially when, because they actually are rising up. I want these people out here making excuses that Remy Ma ain't rising up. Remy Ma is a threat, people. You can sit here and pretend all you want to. That woman was in jail for some years. And now she's the hell out. She's back to finish what the hell she started before she left. That All the Way Up track, y'all know y'all was checking for her verse on All the Way Up. Y'all was checking for her verse on all this other shit, too. And then at the end of the day, unlike Nicki Minaj, she actually got a reliable-ass man by her side.
All right.
But y'all motherfuckers want to go to this. Oh, her, she ain't got no billboards like her. She ain't got no sales like her.
She was gone for several years. And for her to just be getting out of jail, out of prison 2 years ago, she's doing very well. Like, she came back. Hard.
If you go even further on that name, these motherfuckers out here that's out here talking about her net worth according to some BS net worth website. You can't really trust that shit all the way anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Her net worth is at $500,000. Their term was only $500,000. All these broke ass people talking about that only $500,000. If only $500,000, that's what you got to say. I need to see some bank statements, some goddamn portfolios of your investments, all that. Because you must be raking in the cash that you can walk around and freely say that $500,000 ain't nothing. Boy, some people out here, y'all try anything to try to get out of this. Get over it, man. Get over it. Like, Remy Ma is coming for this woman. And you just, and some people just mad. I know you, y'all trying to, y'all just want to explain to yourself how this woman is doing that. Remy Ma is doing, she is ruthless, man. She coming, she's hitting you where it hurts.
Yeah.
And it was getting too personal. This is hip hop, man. When you do battle rap, because she a battle rapper, man.
Ain't
you know,
no
she
rules when it comes
battle
to
rapper.
Ain't no rules.
Ain't no dang rules. Y'all think this that y'all still do this that Drake Meek Mill crap. This ain't that Drake Meek Mill crap. This is on a whole nother level, man.
My crickets go to Meek Mill, though, because he was gossiping. He had to been gossiping to Remy, like that's some bitch-ass nigga shit, though. Like, you gossiping like a bitch, though. Like, yeah, you not a real nigga. Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah.
Because how
she
did
said,
Remy Ma found out some of that information if it wasn't for Meek Mill? Like, how would she know her ass dropped if Meek Mill didn't tell her that?
She can't get on the internet without Safari. Oh shit! Come on, man. The proof is in the pudding. Stop trying to run away from it, people. The woman's eating is she's eating her. Y'all keep putting this net because now we're not gonna get y'all out of this discussion. And people get it. Oh my god! Here come the crybabyness of people. Oh, women shouldn't be arguing with each other this way. It's just getting way too personal, and women need to come together. But y'all, same people saying that shit was saying guys not come together. Y'all was egging on that Drake shit over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
No, fuck that. Don't be trying to change this. This ain't time for you to try some woman empowerment ass shit. Don't be trying that now.
Right.
No. Yeah, case in point, there you go. Dumb crickets, give me them damn crickets. All right, bonus segment, story time with Ceddie J. I have my boy P-Buck going here today to deliberate on story time. But, okay, so this is what happened this weekend. I told you I was going to save it till today on the Monday show. So this weekend was bananas, I'm telling you. So I'm really the focus is on Saturday. That's a crazy day. So after I did a photo shoot on Saturday, went to a Crawfordsboro for my parents, celebrate my parents' 31st anniversary. I went with my homeboy. He was over here last week. Shout out to P-Buck, he's the guy. I have a nickname, Mr. Popcorn. That's the nickname, I guess, is going on. But crazy weekend. We went out. Shout out to Victory Tavern, that was lit. Which is like, for those of y'all don't know, that's not in the city. Victory Tavern is downtown Dallas, and it's literally right next door to American Airlines Center, where the Dallas Mavericks play. So you know, it's really dope location. So went there. I mean, we killing it. We came in there. We took it over. Crazy weekend. Was drinking. I didn't get drunk or nothing, but had a decent amount of drinks. I finally met somebody I know from Tiny Chat days, and she shows me love on Instagram. God damn, this chick, I call her Radio. That's the nickname I call her. Damn, y'all. Y'all know how when some people be fine on Instagram, they be ugly in person or don't really be as fine? Man, she was fine as hell. I was like, damn, she really is that. I told her out loud. I did that whistle of my breath shit. I said, damn, you really are that fine in person. Because she came and tapped me out of nowhere. I was like, oh, hey. I was like, damn, she really. It took me back. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wait, it's a chick I always see on Tiny Tad Instagram, and she really is that fine. So, shout out to that. I didn't matter if I didn't give her, I didn't show her some love on Instagram. But yeah, so yeah, after leaving from there, we this is where the fun of the night starts, where it gets really crazy, where it becomes a story I was talking about. So we was hanging out in the lobby of the hotel, just chilling, and we was down there with these it was like five chicks, and they was down there. It was me and three other dudes. We was down there chilling. We was cracking them up. So one boy, he started rubbing his girl's feet, and she's like, and this girl was saying, I wish somebody would rub my feet. So, you know, I was on one. So I got the baby oil out. I'm massaging feet. and yeah, man, it was crazy. We was in there chilling in the rooms after the food. I was massaging feet. I was massaging feet. I'll leave it at that. I was massaging feet. I was massaging feet. That's all you need to know. Okay, Nate, that's all you need to know. So, yeah, that was great. But yeah, here's where it gets like really crazy, because everybody's stuff kept getting lost. So my boy, he lost $20. He found the $20 downstairs in the cushion of the lobby couch. This girl lost her phone. She went back downstairs and found her phone down in the lobby couch. I couldn't find my car keys. My car keys are down the lobby couch. It was ridiculous. Like, what the heck? Everything that was lost was downstairs, and we were just like, it was a lot of freaking out, because I was like, where are my keys? I'm looking. I'm like, damn, was my night that crazy? Found my keys, and bam, made it home safely. Got some rest and did another photo shoot on Sunday. So, yeah, that's a crazy story time with me. That's the story I had to hold. I was withholding all this time, eh?
Wow.
Yeah, again, I was massaging feet. That's what I was doing.
Interesting.
Yeah. So after that, massaging feet.
Massaging my feet.
Okay, I got you. You don't want that foot massage she was getting. You don't want that one. You don't want that one. Because I was massaging feet, I started massaging our calves, I started massaging thighs. Okay. Yeah. I stopped at the thighs, people. I may have rubbed some oil on the booty a little bit. That's all I did. Y'all minds gotta be together. Just relax. So yeah. I was feeling it, man. Hey, I'ma keep it real. I've been really chilling myself, not really giving people the time of day. So I was just on like, hey, fuck it. I was on fuck it mode on Saturday. I just let it go. I just went with the flow. And I was inebriated. So shout out to Uber for driving me around, because I had to worry about driving. It allowed me to be intoxicated and enjoy myself. So, yeah, there you go. There you go, Nay. I want to massage Bobby, tell me, like, people, my massages, period. I really be getting in my massages, man. I actually, one thing that I pay attention to is, like, when I go get a professional massage at work, I pay attention to how, what they're doing, so as far as me and learning how they do that, so I apply. It's already natural at it, but then I paid attention to how they were doing some techniques, and then I applied it going forward doing the, doing those massages. So, yeah, I have a good success rate, people. That's all I gotta say. Very good success rate. Now, you have any crazy story? That was story time with Seti J. Do you have any crazy stories for story time? That went on this weekend.
Well.
Wow, something crazy happened this weekend for you too? What?
I was talking to Kilo yesterday.
Oh.
And he's crazy. Like, y'all know my eye candy video that's on YouTube, right?
Right.
He's talking about that shit gonna have to get taken down. Like, you tweaking. You knew I was modeling when you met me.
Now you're giving out tea. I gotta sit back. I knew I said this show for a reason. Please keep talking.
Now you talking about you need to model for Gap. What? I need to what? Hold on, no. You trying to make me modeling sweaters and why don't you wear clothes? He's funny as hell. Talk about. Do some tasteful modeling. Modeling clothes.
But you have done that.
I know. He just don't want me doing that lingerie stuff no more. Ladies.
What's your thought on that? I have to think of it. This is very interesting.
I know he have my best interest at heart. But you a rapper. And you you a rapper and you don't want your woman doing the type of modeling that she do. He just gonna have to deal with it. Oh well. Like I told him, he's just gonna have to deal with it, little baby.
So tell him, this is what you do. Tell him to do Christian rap. He won't try to tell you what you can't do. Tell him you'll start doing it if he make his whole career Christian rap.
Okay, he ain't gonna do that.
Yeah, that's right. Even though I ain't hate on spiritual rappers, cause that boy Lecrae, I heard a track today had me lit. I was like, hey, I'm sitting there like, wait, is this
okay? Some of them church rappers be making you want to twerk to that church music, okay?
I was like, is this Lecrae? I was over here getting it. I was like, yeah. Okay. I was at my desk at work. Like, people was like, what, you about to juice? What you this juju on that beat? So I was like, nah, I'm over here. This is a bump.
Okay.
But I know what I'm talking about. Most of the Christian rappers, they rap like this, then we go nuts. Praise God, because we're going to know, man. Hey, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. They do that. I don't know. That's whack to me. Just speak. That's all rap, man. Rap natural. Like, listen to this. Listen to this. This shit is greatness. I know that's an oxymoron saying shit is our spiritual music, too. I'm like, wait, I'm over here getting lit to us. Why am I? Hey, count up. I'm over here lit. I was like, count up. Hey, count up. Hey, I was over here like, wait, I'm I'm over here jamming the church music. Let's go. So yeah, you tell him if he switch over to gospel rap, you'll do that. Completely switch over. That's the deal.
Okay.
And he gotta change his name. It can't sound like a name of a drug. Or the measurement of a drug, I should say. So yeah. If he wanna tell you that you gotta do that, tell him he has to do that. Those are your stipulations. So there you go. Did I help you out, Nate?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. I hope that, you know, because, you know, you said you got another video coming out and some of the stuff you've been putting out, you're going to have to get over it. Like, dead ass, like, dude, you knew what you was getting into if you got into this. Because it's all fun and games now, but you don't want to become the actual problem. That's what's worrisome. So you're like, hey, bruh, it's all fun and games. Make sure I'm become real. Because if my girl Nay gets hurt, you try to have my girl Nay, hey, I'm just going to let you know we're going to have some problems. I'm leaving it at that. How about that? Catch me outside. So yeah, let me find out that Nate got a problem. That's way too much. I'm gonna have to have some. I'm about to do some counseling.
I'm talking about some counseling.
Oh yeah, so it's counseling. It just involves a little physical activity in my counseling. So yeah. All right. Well, anyways, that was another great show. Y'all keep extending it because y'all keep sometimes these conversations get way too good, and this is what happens. Nay, you have anything that we have to look forward to?
Tomorrow, y'all, look forward to that. It's going down tomorrow. Photo shoot, eye candy videos, about to be crazy. D-Bed Films coming to Indianapolis from Chicago. It's about to be a movie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Watch how fine I'm about to be looking. Y'all, okay, I'll see you, okay?
Bet. Okay, with me... again, let y'all know that we are extending the deadline for this upcoming issue of Human Canvas. If you want to send stuff in this weekend, that is fine. We are accepting that. And just a reminder, if you want to see what the themes are, go to thespot.com/Human Canvas Magazine. We've updated that page tremendously. We've now updated because of the events section on there. You can go onto there, and it's actually the deadline's a lot more organized because it's now in it event format. So you can check all that out. And it has it's every detail you need to know about whatever things we have. So go check it out. Also. Shoot, man, just be on lookout. I'm excited. I got some backdrops, some lights coming in tomorrow. Got new lens coming in either end this week or on Monday. So we'll see how that goes. I'm excited, man. Like I told you, I was ready to sell myself on my business. So big ups to that. That being said, if you want to find out how you can follow me and Nate, we made it very easy for you. Go to dustspot.com/dustspotradio. You go to the host section, you can follow all the hosts on all their social media outlets. And There you go. That easy. All right, y'all. We rolling out. How we end every show, remind you of everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or where there's a...
Nay, there is a way.
Yeah, yeah. All right, y'all, tune in to the episode of Life in the Dust Live, your boy, Sadie J, and your girl, Nay Seduction. Nay, what's the public service announcement we give every Wednesday?
If you go home, please do it responsibly.
All right, y'all. We out. Peace.
Peace.